Jazz guitarist and longtime group leader Pat Metheny is out with a new CD and his first solo tour. Just him, guitars, and his songs, many in the jazz pantheon. September 15th with the late Lyle Mays, Letter from Home, and before that, Last Train Home with the Pat Metheny Group. With 20 Grammys and over 50 albums over almost 50 years, Pat can't seem to stop finding songs. New ones, and looky here, old ones he'd forgotten about in a folder on his laptop. Ole Engard from Pat Metheny's new solo album, Dreambox. He joins us now. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Robin.
So, really, you had this and other gems and you forgot about it?
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing with me because I write a lot of music. I mean, pretty much every day I write something. And about 15 years ago, my good friend Charlie Hayden, who always was wanting tunes from me, I would send him lead sheets and he would say, can't you just make a little demo of that and send it to me? And that became part of my routine. And this last couple of years, I've been doing these projects with a lot of young musicians. And I started listening to those tapes a lot, which were also in this folder, and sort of came across all these solo things and found myself returning to them often. And finally go, yeah, that's something.
More than.
The one for me that's kind of the centerpiece of the record is the one called From the Mountains. I kind of really didn't remember it at all. And then I kept going back to it and I just listened to it over and over again for like 2 weeks. Like, what is this? When did I do that? And it just really got to something that was so unique for me in terms of the harmony and all that. That to me was sort of what made me think, oh, well, I'd love for other people to hear this.
I mean, I've had a dream about a song. It only happened once, but it was the most beautiful song in the world. And then I woke up and I couldn't remember it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny that you mention it that way of sort of imagining music. It's very similar for me. The thing of what happens when you're dreaming. I mean, I realize now that since I was like a real little kid, I've had this radio station blasting 24 hours a day into my head from I don't know where, all this music. And basically all I'm trying to do is get that sort of down, you know, try to not mess it up in the transfer process.
So new songs you harnessed for the new CD Dreambox, but it also includes covers. Let's listen to the Sammy Kahn, Jules Stein classic, I Fall in Love Too Easily. Frank Sinatra sang it in Anchors Away. But here's the trumpeter Chet Baker.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
And Pat Metheny, here's your version.
I had been playing that song recently a lot with great bass player Ron Carter. You know, this was one of the ballads that Miles continued to play even through the electric period, every now and then he would start playing I Fall in Love Too Easily. It's a tune that for improvising musicians has some real unique movements in terms of the way the chords move.
You did another cover that people may not be familiar with. This is Never Was Love. It's by the late, great Kansas City musician Russ Long. You played with him as a young man. He died in 2006. I want to first hear his version of his song.
In all my lives, I've been in love. And all my loves are alive.
And now let's listen to yours. Becomes so sweet.
Russ is a great example of one of the several musicians that I was lucky to start playing with when I was 15, 16 years old, that to this day remain among the best musicians I've ever been around. As you can kind of hear from that tune, a pretty big influence for me.
Well, and now a lot of people who didn't before will know Russ Long and his music.
Yeah. Hey, Robin, You are in a unique position because this tour that I'm about to do, in fact, you saw the four trial gigs that I did to see if I can even do this.
Okay, hold on. Is this the Rockport concert?
Yeah. And that was a test for me. Could I do this? And I realized, yeah, I can do this. It was really a look at the whole realm of solo stuff that I've done from New Chautauqua and all of it. Those records where it's like so-called ways of thinking of solo. And then COVID came along.
Well, I can report then that people are in for a treat. Let's hear more of your songs. If I could, before that Change of Heart with Roy Haynes and Dave Holland, and Phase Dance, the Pat Metheny Group, from albums spanning almost 50 years. And Pat, if you don't mind, I want to go back to the 70s. Great video. It's you, the late Lyle Mays, Michael Brecker, Jaco Pastorius, Joni Mitchell's backup band for a bit. You look about 10. Let's listen. Little Pat Metheny signature there. Pat Metheny, I know this tour is about songs old and new. It's not nostalgia. But do you find yourself looking back?
I'm not a real looker-backer. I've kind of realized it's like all that really matters is the here and now.
We didn't tell him to do that. Well, but okay, but so then there are other moments which maybe do make you, I don't know, they would make me sit up. If I've got this story correct, one of James Taylor's sons came home playing this great Pat Metheny song that he was raving about. It was called James. Apparently, JT kind of had to say, I actually know him. And that song, James, it's kind of named in honor of me. And maybe I could, like, we could go backstage concert. James Taylor did bring his son backstage to see you. In thinking of that, I'm wondering if in that moment, do you think, wow, you know, my songs have made an impact?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I became a musician because I'm a fan. I just want to understand, like, why do I love James Taylor so much? Why do I love Ornette so much? Why do I love Karen Carpenter? Why do I love Cecil Taylor? I mean, I just want to know, like, what is it? That has, you know, for all the things people describe my thing as being across a wide range of things in terms of genre, it's really a response to me being a fan of music. And I have always tried to play every gig like it may be the last time I ever play. That's kind of when I hire somebody, it's like, you know, this is like church. Every gig is it. Everything you've done in your entire life is leading to this moment. And at the same time, you know, like, what's today? What's tomorrow? Because that's the thing that I can maybe have some impact on.
Pat Metheny, thanks so much. You take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.